Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Ever wondered who really owns a shadowy company based in a tax haven with numbered rather than named bank accounts? Or you want to know more than kick the tires before doing business with a new business company overseas? My next guest is a former detective turned corporate investigations sleuth who tracks down beneficial owners and information that companies might want to hide. His business, Harrod, also featured in the movie which exposed Russian doping cheats. Martin Dubby is the managing director of Harrod Associates. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit how you conduct your enhanced background checks on other companies.
Okay, so Harrod, based out of London with office in Belfast and around the world, we have a lot of connections around the world, mainly based on my former law enforcement experience, but we're also great believers in technology to support us with this work. So in-house, developing our own cyber investigation platform, which enables us to reach out virtually around the world and legally look at open source information, but also closed data set information that we've purchased access to look for snippets of information that might give us relevant information about the background of who you're dealing with.
Now, what is closed access stuff? What does that mean?
So, for example, it will be subscription databases. For example, that might give us corporate data aggregation information. It might give us information about people location. It might give us information about previous history of records where perhaps information has been released onto the internet at scale. So there's a wide range of data sources that covers this.
Mm-hmm. And you then pass on that to your clients who have to then make a decision themselves, really, whether they want to do business with a company that may have a checkered past.
I think this is really important at the moment, Joe, particularly with the changes in world trade, etc., is to really fully understand who you're dealing with. Often it's not the company, and it's always, as we would say, the person or the individual causing the fraud. So we'd always say, check them out, look for red flags. Red flags being any indication that might give you a problem down the line as to who they might be.
Especially if they don't pay their debts, I suppose.
Well, debts is definitely a big issue. But people that have manipulated companies in the past don't have a good record, perhaps are linked to sanctioned companies around the world or are acting nefariously. So there's a wide range of reasons why we might red flag a company or an individual that you're about to deal with.
Now, you also track down beneficial owners of shadowy companies, which may have no published details of the true ownership.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. And, you know, that's not necessarily an easy task. I don't want listeners to think I can just wave a magic wand here. but there are ways of doing that. And most significantly for us at Harrod, the way to do it is, yes, you know, there are a number of centres that offer access to this anonymised corporate ownership. What we look for is clues as to why that company was set up in the first place. And we can do that at speed. You're literally talking seconds or minutes to look at why that company was set up and who sits behind it. So what we're doing is a massive trawl of the footprint, if you like, the digital footprint of that company to work out who the beneficial owner might be. As I say, without a magic wand, I can't guarantee success every time, but we have a good return on identifying who that beneficial ownership is by looking across these range of closed data sets, open source information, etc., to work that out. Our analysts are getting quite specialized at this now.
And can you find out who the beneficial owner of a numbered bank account is? Because that's often a big problem, isn't it?
It is a big problem. Usually we work with the lawyers on that. What we do is take the snippets of information that we can find and look for the digital footprint to work out who might be behind that bank account.
And do you face legal problems yourself when these kind of guys, these shadowy bank accounts are exposed?
Well, so far, so good. we've been in the business for around a decade now. We work closely with legal teams to make sure that everything we do is legal, and that everything we do, we can give in evidence in civil or criminal courts around the world. So not specifically, but I hope you haven't jinxed it now, Jack.
I hope so too. What is the current state? What is the current legal state when it comes to naming beneficial owners? We're supposed to know, aren't we? But it's still very difficult to find out which company owns which.
Yeah, it is still difficult to work that out. And the rules around the world for different areas do make it up and down as to how difficult that is. You know, for example, in the UK, there was a requirement that property ownership had to have the beneficial owner named. And that would make the task a lot easier. However, what we found is that then we have a range of nominee beneficial owners with vague links to the real beneficial owner. So again, the trail goes on and on. So it is difficult.
Yeah. And in Britain alone, I read that more than 250,000 properties are owned by opaque or completely unknown trusts. Can you ever get behind who owns and controls a trust?
Again, a similar way that we operate with beneficial ownership and companies like that is just to look for the clues and the imprint that that trust might have. Trusts get even harder because obviously they tend to be more secluded. But we've come across trusts in that been operating with the initials, for example, of who the beneficial owner was. Or we've had a trust that we identified where the owner was a big fan of snakes. Wow. And had named his trusts after snakes. So it gave us a bit of a clue as to who we were dealing with.
Adders and such like.
Correct.
I believe you or your company featured in the Icarus movie about Russian doping in sport.
Yes, that was a great privilege for us as a company to have been involved in that investigation. I was the chief investigator for the scandal at the Sochi Olympic Games that emerged in 2016, where there was an extensive range of evidence around state-sponsored manipulation of the samples, with a view that the Russian national team would be the best team at those Olympics.
And you didn't get into trouble with the Kremlin for that, did you?
Again, I hope you haven't jinxed it, Joe, but so far so good.
All right.
Well, they weren't happy with us for sure.
I'd say they weren't. Martin, thank you very much for joining us. That is Martin Dubby, the Managing Director of Harrod Associates.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.